Okay, so the Gemara in Daf Dalet, after we spend so much time deciding that Or is night, yay, Or is night. Okay, we got it? It's clear in your mind? Enough Ian Shirim and Agatha and everything. Or is night. If you want...
What?
Yeah, or ta, yeah. So the Gemara says, fine. So Bahashta the Kaimalan the Kule Alma or Tahu. So now we've established that or means night, because you know, in Aramaic means night. Michdi, Bain the Ruda, Bain the Rabbi Meir. What? Orta, yeah. So now the Gemara says, okay, so according to Rabbi Yehuda and according to Rabbi Meir, right, meaning this is later on where they have a disagreement about the exact cutoff for eating chametz. Chametz eino asur ela misheshot ulemala. Vinivdok. Bishit. Right, so why don't you check when? Remember, tough shin over, right, are interchangeable, so that's just sheish. Right, check at the sixth hour. Right, meaning, if the cutoff is the sixth hour, so why don't you check then? Meaning, I get it. It's at night. So you've established, the Mishnah says, it's at night. But you have not established why night. Right, it's as if you've just lost track of this, right? We spent two blot proving that the word in the Mishnah, or, means night. And now... Yes, now you have to ask why, right? No one bothered asking that at some point. So he says, why? V'chi tema zrizin magdim in lemitzvot. And maybe you will say that what? It should be zrizin magdim in lemitzvot. What does zrizin magdim in lemitzvot mean? What? Yes, always do mitzvot with alacrity. Thank you for the proper word. Yeah.
Zealousness?
What? Zealousness. Not quite zealous, but, right, I see that the Koran uses vigilant, but zariz is more than that. It's alacrity. I don't think alacrity is a word, but alacrity is a noun.
It implies, like, speed. Right?
Speed, but out of, like, enthusiasm, right? Out of diligence, right? It's not, like, it's not hasty, right? It's not speed for the sake of speed. It's speed because you're excited, you're diligent, right? Right? The technical translation of... alacrity, let's see. Alacrity is a brisk and cheerful readiness. That's why I like. Yes, it's very nice. Thank you, Oxford. Cheerful, yes. Okay, so maybe you'll say that that's why, because you should do it early. So the Gemara says, that doesn't work. Why? Nivdok, mitzafra. Then just check in the morning. Okay, if I just stopped right now, I want to read this Gemara very carefully, and I want you at every stage to push me on it, right? So the Gemara said, okay, it's at night. Why night? Any conceptual problems until that point? No, that makes sense, right? You've beaten me over the head with the fact that or means night. Now explain to me why night. Great. So now the Gemara says, well... why shouldn't, it starts with, why shouldn't you say night? When should you do bedika? In the morning. Well, before morning. Right before the prohibition sets in. Right? Now, I will just point out that how much time does the Gemara seem to be assuming you're spending on bedika? If the Gemara has an actual Hava Minish, it'd be around 6 hours, right? Not that much, right? Which, admittedly, if you live in like a one-bedroom house and you've been cleaning for a while and, you know, you don't have preservatives or fridge or things like that, you probably don't have that much comments. Correct. And like in general, you didn't have you didn't have preservatives. So it wasn't like food lasted that long. If you had a piece of bread from like 3 months ago, it probably was molding somewhere. You might smell it. I mean, maybe not. We have a crumbs you don't have to check for anyways. It has to be a kazayat, you know. What? So the Gemara says, why don't you check at the sixth hour? So now what does the Gemara say? V'chitema. So V'chitema tells you it's... what does V'chitema tell you? Meaning, right, it's proposing a Havamina, but telling you in advance that it's going to be rejected, right? So this is not just a Havamina. It's a Havamina that the Gemara is telling you in advance. No, it is only a Havamina. Not that it's so bad. It's just that it's going to be rejected. So if you say that it the reason to do it earlier, his reason, Magdiman, is that you should do mitzvot with a brisk and cheerful readiness, right? So then do it in the morning. Pause. Does that make any sense?
No, that's closer to
what? What? Well, right, so this is the problem, right? Oh, yeah. I mean, what is the Hava Amina? Right? I mean, what is the Gemara saying? As Binyamin said, wait a second. If you're supposed to do mitzvah as early as possible, that's what Zrizin means, right? With brisk and cheerful readiness. What? Okay, so not Motzei Pesach because, like, you know, you're eating for the next year. Right, but you would say do it at the... Right, if I asked you, what does Zrizin Makdimin LeMitzvot mean? In a nutshell. Like non-formally, just what does it mean?
When you realize that the
don't get too formal.
Early as possible.
Good. What's possible?
Anything.
So that's the question, right? The reason Magdalene Litzvah means as early as you would have said possible, right? So what's clearly implicit in the Hava Amina? That for some reason that the early as possible is at morning in the Hava Amina, right? Meaning the Gemara and its Hava Amina is saying the Nivdok, if you want to rely on Zrizin Makdimin, that you're supposed to do mitzvah as early as possible, then do it at morning, which implies that the Gemara thinks that the earliest possible is the morning. Now that, I will point out, why is that weird? Tell me why that's weird.
The morning of the 13th.
So first of all, you would ask, why not the 13th, why not the 12th, why not the 10th, right? 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 Meaning early, why don't you just say, as early as you can plausibly get chametz out of your house, do it. Right? So if, you know, you're like most Jewish families, you'll get rid of basically all the chametz 2-3 days before, and then you'll order pizza for every meal, you know, until Pesach, right? Or you'll go out for pizza, even better, so chametz doesn't enter into your house. My kids now are very excited that they've, you know, checked for chametz now a year in advance, because basically nothing they eat is chametz. But... Ah, but you know, I mean, some of it is chametz. If it's amilat chita,
yeah, flour that has the gluten taken out.
Yes, I told you that.
Oh, you don't.
Amilat chita, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. You come to my house for Shabbos, you'll see what amilat chita looks like. It looks exactly like flour. So this is already weird, but it's even worse. Why is it even weirder? It's one thing to say, okay, do it in the morning. That's the earliest possible time. That's weird enough, because you could have said, why not the 13th, 12th, 11th, 10th, whatever. What else is weird? Tell me why this is even weirder. Nadav, why is it even weirder to say, earliest possible time, morning? Yeah, we actually, if earliest possible is morning, we actually do it, right? We actually do it earlier. Yes, right? So it's one thing to say, do it earliest possible. And then say, no, it's based on a different principle. But then Gemara says, early as possible, but we're actually going to do it earlier than earliest as possible, right? Ah, good. Okay. But still, what's clear in the Gemara is that all things being equal, the Gemara thinks that the most plausible time to do it is the morning, right? Safra. Safra means morning. So the Gemara says, and what's the Gemara's proof that Zrizin Magdimin should be in the morning? Dichtiv uvayom hashmini mol bisar arlato. What parsha is that from? It's next week, but okay, yes. Right? That on the eighth day he shall, right, have a brit milah. Vitanya, and we rule in the Braita, the kol hayom kulo kasher milah, that you can do a brit milah all day. Right? And I assume, has anyone ever been to a non-morning brit? What? You know? Really?
My brother had a night brit.
So we don't do it at night.
Evening,
right? Okay. Right, we don't do it at night, right? It's always by yom, but yeah, you can do it. So like my nephew had it right before Shkia, right? Because it was Tzom Gedalia. So you, right, like when fast is, what people do is like they'll do it right before Shkia, and then the meal will be at night. Not the brit, but the meal will be at night, right? So you can do it all day. So technically you can do it all day. Ella, so it's kosher to do it all day. Ella shezrizin magdimin lemitzvot. But if you want to do it with vigilance, with alacrity, then you should do it early. Shne Emar. Now, what's the source text for that? So we'll see later in the week that there are many, but Vayashkem Avram Baboker. Avram woke up early in the morning for something. This is probably the Akedah, right? Probably the Akedah. Now, what's weird about that? So the Gemara seems to now assume that Zrizin in the morning, right? Now, what if I told you that something, now, would that make sense if I said, so what if I said you should daven Marav as early as possible because Zrizin Magdima? So, no, I assume everyone understands that would mean at night. So it's a little bit weird to assume that Zrizin always means morning. Right. No, but remember, it's using this to prove something about Karban Pesach. Right? Mila can only be done during the day. Right? This is a very weird logical leap. Right? The Gemara is saying like this. Mila can only be done during the day. Therefore, if you apply Zrizin Magdiman to Brit Mila, then what time should it be done? As early as possible in the day. You will know there are people who are very machbit on this. How many of you have ever been to a Mamish Zrizin Magdiman Brit? A Hanech Brit. Yeah. So I know one of Aura's cousins, Aura said she went to the bris. It was every chumrah in the book. So it was both a hanetz minyan, right? But it's a sudat mitzvah. So it was like a meat meal at like 6 in the morning, right? Right? Those two chumrah, most people don't appreciate the two chumrah combined, right? It's like, if you're doing it like, I mean, it depends what time of year. Nowadays, hanetz is really not so early. But like, I mean, still. But like, if it's, when like sunrise is like 5:30 in the morning, so you're finished davening by like 6 o'clock, and then you have like schnitzel, right? Like that's what it is, right? It's okay. But it makes sense to say that if the mitzvah is during the day, then Zrizin is as early as possible in the day. Right? What's weird is the Gemara has not yet established what? Yeah, why Bidika Chametz? Because I don't think anyone has a Hava Amina that a mitzvah that's done at night, Zrizin should say day. Right? So what must the Gemara be thinking when it says Zrizin Magdiman tells you by the day? That somehow it's in the day. Now, why would it be in the day? So now we have to start saying, well, maybe it's because the nature of Pesach. That's a little bit weird, but there's close. I mean, maybe, but. What? That is the nature of what? Opposite why, Benjamin? But we haven't gotten to candle yet, right? Gemara's asking, why don't we do it during the day? Why does Gemara initially assume it should be during the day before we say it isn't?
Pesach really starts at night.
So Pesach starts at night, but what might start on Yadalit? Okay, so it could be a practical point, like Binyamin is saying. Well, maybe the Gemara is assuming that day is the logical time because you can see, and then the Gemara is going to say, no, night is the best time because of candles, right? Maybe, right? And that's what the Gemara is introducing, but, right? But think about it, right? Why might you conceptually, right? Practical is going to be part of it, but why might you conceptually want to push it to the day? So what is the logic?
It's easier to see. Break in between all these.
That was what Benjamin just said. What? This is different than Benjamin. Benjamin might also be right, but I want to explore different possibilities. Why else might it be?
You don't want a huge break between all the different preparations for Pesach.
Which preparations for Pesach?
Thank
you, beer. Right. The reason to push it to the day is that beer, we know, we've already established, is on the 14th during the day. And if Bidika is linked to Biur, which, as we've talked about, it is at some level, but how it is little, right? Right? According to Rashi, it's directly linked to Biur. Right? So according to Rashi, let's say, that Bidika just prepares you for Biur, and actually makes a lot of sense. But the Gemara is saying, listen, the mitzvah of Biur is Erev Pesach during the day. And therefore, Bidika, which facilitates that, should be done as early as possible on the day. There's actually a logic to that. What? So again, but what does the Gemara seem to be assuming? Right? So what's amazing is that the entire Hava Amina, the Gemara takes it as a given that if I didn't have some other reason, Bidika should be during the day, and therefore his reason should push it only as early to the day, because you can't say, there are some Acharnim try to say, aha, see from the Gemara that his reason is only a day thing. Right? But that's obviously wrong, because that's an overstatement. Because right. Like I said, Mariv, right? If I tell you, Davin Mariv, right? You know, first thing, you know?
There's a mitzvah specifically to be done.
Right? Like, obviously, what are you going to do? Like, the Seder. Right? The Seder, right? Ooh, it's reason Magdivin, do it at the wrong time. No, you're not allowed to start the Seder until Tzedek Kohavim, right? So you could, but that'd be weird. I mean, you could, it'd be weird, right? It's like at night we're lethargic, so if God put a mitzvah at night, don't expect us to be happy. Don't expect us to be cheerful and chipper. Right, okay. So... So what does the Gemara then say? So the Gemara then rejects this and says, Omar Rav Yehuda Bar Yitzchak. No. Why is it at night? Bisha'ah shivnei adam mitzuyin bivateihem. When people are found in their homes. Right? Vi or haner yafeh livdika. And the candle is good. The candlelight is good. For checking. Good. Now, someone tell me right off the bat, what question do you have to ask on this?
Why
is the candle like just their own? Wait. So first you gotta ask.
Is this halachic? Like,
well, you gotta ask a lot of things, which is first of all,
or is this like halachic?
I think yeah, this door is ridiculous. You gotta do something about it. It's insane.
But that's her house. Wasn't doing that on Shabbos. It must have happened recently.
Yeah. So what do we? So what is it? Right. So first of all, we got to say. First of all, how many answers are there in the Gemara?
Two.
Is that two or one? Right. So if it's two, then what do you need to ask? Why do you need two? Meaning, so what are the possibilities? So either these are two different, right? Meaning they are each, so they're possibilities. Either they're both necessary, right? If we do formal logic, either they're both necessary, right? Or it's either or one is, right? Or one is primary, right? One is dominant.
Or both are kind of act, but we know that there's one.
Right? Or, and it's also possible that what looks like two is really one, right? That these aren't two, it's, right? The Ron, as we're going to see, is going to say, aha, this is one.
That people are home in their house and candlelight good.
Right? People home, candlelight good.
When people are not home, candlelight bad, because candles can cause fires in the home?
Yes.
Also
is that it?
What?
Is that it?
No.
He's answering
But when you do Bidika, please don't burn
he's
down.
He's also answering... Wait.
Nah, I use flashlights.
So really he's also answering a halachic question with a practical answer.
What? So now Kobe says, and wait a second. Kobe's like, at first glance, it seems to be answering like a fundamental question with like, well.
It's a good idea.
It's an Eitz HaTova, right? So good. So now Kobe. So someone tell me, what is the structure of this answer? One possibility is what Kobe is implying but rejecting implicitly, which is, aha! The Gemara wants to know, because according to that read, it's a very weird read. It goes like this. When should you do Bidika? Do it at the sixth hour. You can't do it at the sixth hour. Zrizin Magdimin, so do it in the morning. And the Gemara says, ah, that makes so much sense. Formally, the mitzvah should be in the morning, be your chametz as early as possible. But you know, I happen to be home at night. So like, forget all those good halachic reasons. Advice? Right? Advice, do it at night, because then what would you say? Because then you would say, I don't work, ever. So, I'll do it during the day. Or, I have the night shift, you know, in the emergency room. I'm not home, right? So, if you think that the Gemara has, like, this whole formal discussion, and its answer is, you're right, reason Magdimin, it should be in the morning, first thing, but you know what? Tachlis, I'm home at night. And you know what? I like candles. Candles, I mean, they're just the best, right? I mean, they're just so good. I mean, they're just so good. I love looking I love looking in corners with a fire. It just, you know.
it's aesthetically pleasing.
Right. It's just amazing, and it illuminates that molding piece of bread. Right? So you could read it that way. Now, if you read it that way, A, that's weird. But what would that lead to? If Kobe is right, then what if I said, listen, I don't want to do it on the 14th. I want to do it on the 13th. Right? So if Kobe's read is correct, right, the Gemara goes like this. Why don't I force you to do it the first thing in the morning as reason Makdimen? Because it's easier to do it at night. Do you have to? I mean, no. Right? It sounds very... It's like an Eitz HaTovah. I mean, that's like a good time. It's, you know... But if you want to do it on the 13th at night, the 12th at night, you know... I mean, wonderful. Right? Wonderful. You want to do it... Or you want to do it at the 13th day, maybe. Oh, maybe. Right? I mean, because maybe the Gemara is only saying that people happen to be home, and therefore it's better to do it before. But let's say I'm home early. Right? Maybe the Gemara is really saying, and this goes to how, which answer is primary. Right? I mean, if the answer, the primary answer, assuming there's two answers, and the primary is you happen to be home, right? So then what if I'm home on the 13th during the day?
Sure.
To do it. What if this is a technical answer, but the primary answer is candles? Yeah. Then you would have to do it, you couldn't do it 13th day, but you could do it 13th
at
night, right? But Kobe, after me, you know, putting all this in his mouth, Kobe's like, look, I know that you shouldn't always run to the most lumpish answer, but what you just said is incoherent. Because if you just said that, I mean, really, are you telling me that we started a whole very conceptual conversation, Jesus and Mike Demon, and the answer is we don't do it then because people are home? Right? Yeah, right. That's the Gemara rejects that as a possible Havamina. That's a little bit weird. I will not take the lumpish answer as an even. I will tell you in advance this is wrong because Rahmana Litzlan, you shouldn't rely on a technicality that people are home. I mean, that sounds weird. So good. So you tell me, how might you want to read it then? If you don't want to read it the way I just read it.
You might read it that we can't during the day.
Okay, so you could read it in negation, right? Which is, we don't want to do it during the day because if we rely on people during the day when they're not home, it's not going to get done. Good. Now, take that half a step further and formalize it.
If we have people doing it during the day, people will not do it and will violate it.
And therefore?
Therefore,
why? Almost there. Meaning, you always have to ask, when the Gemara says people are home, so is it giving advice, or is it explaining why we formalized it at night? Right? Right, remember, we've talked about this many times, right? But you always have to distinguish between the why and the what of the law. Right? So one second. So you have to distinguish between the why and the what of the law. Meaning what? So you have to look at this and you say, what is the Gemara saying? If you think it's just good advice, then the why and the what are the same. Right? Meaning the Gemara isn't telling you have to do it at night. It's telling you that because you're probably home, that's when you should do it. It's just good advice. And if you read it like that, then you would say you could do it on the 13th during the day, 13th at night, 12th, 10th, who cares? Right? But you could go in a different direction, which is what Avi is saying is, wait. The fact that people are home and that candlelight is effective for bedika is a good reason for us to say that night is a good time. But that doesn't mean this is good advice. What are those statements? They're explanations for why Chazal formalized it and made it at night. Right? Those are two different things. It's not good advice. It's saying... It may be good advice, but because there were practical reasons, Chazal instituted the mitzvah of bedika at night.
And
we'll get to candles. Well, night, right? Possibly night. Hold the thought. We're going to get there, right? Okay. But again, that's going to come down to, are these two answers? Is it one answer? Primary?
We're good?
Yeah,
okay.
No.
So... But another way of reading it is not that it's giving good advice, but it's saying because there are very good reasons to want to make people do it at night, Chazal formalized it and made it a mitzvah at night. Now, I just want to read you one more line, right?
Right.
So now the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Hilkach. Now, Hilkach is a very powerful word. What is Hilkach?
Therefore.
Good. Therefore. Now, what? Whenever you see the word Hilkach, you see therefore. What do you always need to check? Who's in Regensburg's philosophy class or went to Shank's logic thing, right? If you get a therefore, good. So, well, you raised your hand, so it's up to you. Hi. Right, good. Therefore. So, what is it therefore formally, in formal logic? Right, so if P, then Q, right? Now, when you say that, what do you need to check whether to figure out whether it's true? So there's two things you need to figure out. One is if the initial premise is true, and the other is, does it follow one from the other, right? You can have a initial premise that is true, and a conclusion is true, and nevertheless, if P, then Q is still false, right? So for example, if I say, I have an empty cup in front of me, right? Therefore, today is Sunday, right? Both the initial premise and the conclusion are true. But if P, then Q is wrong, right? Because nothing about the fact that I have an empty cup implies that it is Sunday, right? That is just not the case, right? Hilkach is much stronger. It's
causal relationship.
Right, there's a causal relationship. Exactly. Right? So now you got to figure out, well, what was the cause? Right? Somehow, the previous statement necessitates Abaye's statement. What is Abaye's statement? Haitsurba merabanan lo liftach bi'idane bi'urta de tlesar de nahage arbesar. A Talmud Chacham should not start learning at the evening of the 13th, going into the 14th, because he might get caught up in learning and not do a mitzvah. Now, how does the therefore follow? Well, let's try it with Kobe's read, which he didn't like, right? That let's do it at night because people happen to be home, right? And or the candle is Yafel Abdika, right? So therefore, Talmid Chacham shouldn't learn Torah going into the 14th. Does that follow?
Well, ignoring the candle thing for now, but
right? It doesn't follow. It's different, right? Meaning maybe the candle thing doesn't follow. Really, it's very hard to figure. Maybe people are home, so like don't do something that will artificially take you away from home, right? Like, or something like that. I mean, you could squeeze it if you really wanted to, like the first answer. Try it obvious way. Does it work? Right, which is these practical reasons generated a takana. And therefore, Chazal Rabatake and do it at night. Yes? And because there's a takana to do it at night, you have to make sure that you don't do something else. Does that follow more logically? Yes. So you understand why it's very careful. You have to be very, very, very careful when you read. Right? Anytime you see a word like, there are certain keywords that are really, really important, but people overlook them. So one of them is therefore. Hilkach. Anytime you have therefore, you must try to understand what the causal relationship is. Another one would be, for example, klomar. What does klomar mean? Meaning to say. Why is that a very important word? Because they're saying that X can be, right, effectively restated as Y. And if that connection is not obvious, right, that is a very important thing to know. Words like that are very important, right?
Rabbi, if it really has a cut, then why would Rabbi Nachman, like, have to spice it up so much? Meaning, like, saying, like, oh, the candle's good for using.
Oh,
it.
No. It's almost like he's an idea for the candle. I have an idea for the candle. It's not just aesthetics.
Sounds like he's like a sales.
It's an action towards searching. It's not just having the sun, and therefore all you would need to remember to search. No, now you remember to light a candle, and therefore that leads you to
actually. So
if you're 25, you would need a kennel in the first place.
Say that again?
It also fits
right. Okay, good, right? So let's just go over what we have to explain in this Gemara, okay? So first, we're going to have to explain in the Hava Amina why the Gemara assumed that Zrizin should only push you to the dead, right? Then we have to understand why, despite the fact that the logical time to do Bedikah is apparently the day, the Gemara then removes it from the logical time and puts it at night. The Gemara then gives us two explanations for why you do it at night, which we need to figure out. First of all, is this just good advice, or is it the rationale for a takana, right, for why we set it up at night? And then we need to figure out, well, these two explanations, first of all, are they actually separate, right? Because you can either look at them and say they're one, they're two, and if they're two, you got to figure out, is it conjunctive, right? It's only both of them together that generate this conclusion, right? Or is it one of them primary, right? And if so, which one, right? Now, what is the nafkan mean to be to all these things? So, if you think, let's go to what we said before. If it's about good advice versus the rationale for a takana, right? So then one nafkamina might be, can you do it earlier, right? Later, fine, you can't. Okay, let's assume you can't do it later. But can I do it earlier, or is it, right?
Going against the takana.
Right, is it going against the takana? The takana is to do it at night on the 14th, right? Am I allowed to do it earlier?
Way.
So in order to figure that out, we're going to have to figure out two situations. One is a general situation. I'm going to be home on a chag, right? I'm home all of chag. I'm here before chag. There's nothing motivating me to do it not on the 14th at night, right? That's one scenario in which I have to ask. And the second is, what if I just won't be there the 14th, right? So then what do you need to ask? You need to push it farther, which is the 14th, is there something unique about the 14th, or, meaning, A, is there something unique about the 14th? And second, if it is unique, how unique is it, right? It could be unique such that if I'm going to be home, then I should preference the 14th, and it can be
you can only do
unique
it
that I can only do the 14th, and even if sometimes I'm forced to do it early because I'm not going to be home, that mitzvah is now a different chalos, right? It's not the same bedikah if it's not the 14th. Right, these are all the questions, just in this, what is it, five lines of Gemara? Right, that we need to ask.
Wait, didn't there a Bannon make, they invented the category of the 14th then, as being like...
Oh, and then Kobe will say, wait a second, if you think that the 14th is magical, why is it magical?
It's kind of crazy.
Why is it magical? Okay, good. So, I think I'm going to go a little bit out of order for a second. I just want to show you how this question, right, just, if you look at the Kotera to the Rambam, and look at the different Girsaot, you'll see that some of these questions are already hinted at. So look at number four. Okay? So if you go on Al HaTorah, on their Mikra Gedol, they've recently added the Shilat version of the Rambam. Okay? So Rav Shilat, who's one of the Rosh Yeshiva at Yeshivat Birkat Moshe, also known as Mal Adumim. No, so this is very new. He just finished, after 15 years of working on it, the I think it's called the Rambam Hamiduyak or something. It's a two-volume where he, you know, went through all the manuscripts and whatever to get as much Hamiduyak Rambam he could. You can talk to Ray Aronson about it. Ray Aronson is like a chassid of this, to the point where he is one of the one of the 14 sponsors who sponsored this book being uploaded onto Al HaTorah.
14, I get it.
Well, I think they got one sponsor per book.
I
think. Maybe they've got more. I could be wrong. But he is one of the sponsors of the book. He was, he tried to get the most Midyak Rambam that he possibly could, so they've uploaded it now to Al HaTorah. So if you look at it, here is the two girsot. Lahashbit Seor. Now this is not about... Now remember we said part of this question, if you want to figure out the uniqueness of the 14th, there's another thing in the background, and that is the connection of Bedika to Biur, and whether Biur is uniquely on the 14th, right? Because I said, what is the logic? I said to Mordechai before, what would be the logic to say that even if Zriz and Magdim is only on the 14th, so probably because Bir is on the 14th, and Bedika is connected to Bir, but what, in order to say that, what do you need to establish? That Bir is on the 14th, right? That the 14th is unique even for Bir, because Kobe said, wait a second, why would you tell me the 14th is unique? Like, Chazal made it up. The answer is no. Chazal probably didn't make it up. If Bedika is unique on the 14th, why is Bedika probably uniquely on the 14th? Because Bir is on the 14th. Is Bir uniquely on the 14th? Well, just to get you your feet wet, so look at the Rambam. The Koter in the Rambam says, Lashvit Seor Me'ar Basar, right? And then they note in the footnote that, right? What's the other Girsa?
Biyomar
Basar. Right?
That's a big difference.
Yes. But you see how big a difference that is? To destroy Chametz on the 14th or?
Starting from the 14th.
Right. Me'ar Basar, which is by or starting on or not necessarily on the 14th, right? Meaning, right, Lashbitz or Me'ar Basar is meaning either by the 14th, right? Meaning that, or maybe like starting the 14th and on or something, right? There's a big difference between those Gersot. Not necessarily. You could just say, depends how you want to read it, right? So it could also be the question, does it mean to destroy or that it should be destroyed by, right? Lashbit, right? That by the time you get to the 14th, it is gone, right? Or something like that. Okay. So you see that it's going to be, right? This is what's going to be very important here, okay? So, okay, do you guys get to the next Gemaras?
We got halfway through this, like the last.
Okay, so I'm debating whether to jump to that Gemara with you because you read it, or to read through the Yerushalmi with you because it's harder to read.
Yerushalmi on the second one?
Like the one I put here.
Oh.
Right, like I put the Yerushalmi on. It happens to be there is now a full translation of the Yerushalmi on Svaria, so I did also include that for you on the thing. If you look at it, not bad, yeah. The Guggenheimer. It was like a balabas who like spent like many years just doing this. Yeah, okay. Okay, so I'm debating. We'll see. It's a big set. Okay. So, but you guys tell me, how would we go about answering these questions, right? How would we go about answering these questions? What should we be looking for, right? If you want to test these questions, how would you test them? So, obviously, one of them is you would test. Well, do people think you can do Bedika before the 14th, right? And then you'd have to come up with other naftuminas, like, what if I happen to be home on the 13th, right? Well, that will test how important this svara of I'm home is. Or what if it's light? Or what if I use a candle during the day, right? You'd have to test many of these, right? What? Right, or right, or a basement where there's no light coming in. We'll see. The Yerushalmi is going to mess that up for us because the Yerushalmi has like weird metaphysical things going on. That we'll see that in a minute, which I have no idea how to explain. What? But those are the types of things that you're going to look for to try to answer, these questions. Okay. Okay. So. Now, what you're also going to look for is we know that there are cases where you do Bedika not on the 14th, right? Right. We know. What are the cases you know in advance? So one is where you're traveling. You're not going to be home on the 14th. And what's the other? What if you didn't do it on the 14th and now it's already Pesach, right? Where clearly you can't have chametz. You have to get rid of it. Possibly. Right, that they may have left someone to do shlicha, whatever, who knows, right? But And another case is going to be, right, what if you just forgot, and now it's Pesach, right? So in all those cases, clearly you have to do some sort of bedika. But what are we going to look for? Things like bracha, right? Bracha is going to be the magic, right? Because clearly, if you might legitimately have chametz in your house on Pesach, what do you need to do? Get rid of it. And in order to get rid of it, you got to find it. But if you think that the 14th is magical, then you'll expect the halacha to be check, but check without a bracha. And same thing with early, right? If you think that sometimes, look, I'm just not going to be home, so I have to check early. So obviously you have to check at some point. But you're going to be looking for, if you want to figure out whether the 14th is unique, you're going to look for things like, okay, but when I check early, do I check with a bracha or without a bracha, right? Right, those are the type of things you're going to look for. Okay, why don't we read the Yerushalmi, because this is a bit harder, so, and then we'll go back, okay? So Yerushalmi says in 5, K'tiv. Now, the truth is that this drasha is also in the Mechilta, so if you want to do it in chronological order, go to 8, right? Ushmartem et hayom hazeh. Guard this day. Shomrehu mi lifanav. How does the Mechilta read this pasuk?
Guard from before it.
Make sure that it is guarded before. Me'or arbasar. From the? Mikan amru. Or arbasar botkin et achamet l'oraner. From here, we said, check at night. By a candle. Ve'en botkin lo l'or achamav lo l'or levana et l'oraner. You can't check by moonlight or by sunlight, only candlelight.
Isn't that just what the
Midrash quotes? Okay, well, no. What's the difference but between what the Midrash quotes and the Yerushalmi quotes? A pasuk. Right? Right? The Bavli said, why do you do it at 14th at night? Does it ever explain 14th or just night? Right? The Mechilta says, guard it, guard Pesach. What does it mean to guard Pesach? To make sure that it is guarded in advance. Right? And then it says the same night things. But what does that imply? Right? What's the simple pshat in the Mechilta? That the 14th is... There's something special about the 14th. Now, look at the Yerushalmi now. K'tiv. Ushmartem et ha-matzot ki be'etzem ha-yom hazeh otzeiti et zivoteichem eretz Mitzrayim. Right? Guard the matzot. Because on this day, I took you out of Egypt. I took your legions from the land of Egypt. Barishon. The Yerushalmi pushes it and says, Barishon. Ba'asar yom lachodesh. Be'erev tochlu matzot v'gomer. On the 14th of the month, in the evening, eat matzah. So now what's the problem? What is the problem that Yerushalmi wants to deal with? It says eat matzah when? On the 14th? Mm-hmm. At night. What's the problem? We don't do that. When do you eat matzah? 15th. The 15th, which we call Pesach, or Chag HaMatzah. Right? Not on the 14th. Who asked that? No, the next line of Yerushalmi. Manan Kayamin. What are we talking about? Im lachilat matzah. If it's matzah. Kvar k'tiv shivat yamim matzah tochelu. It can't mean that you actually have to eat matzah on the 14th because you have to eat matzah.
For
7 days. And what is 7 days? 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20,
21. Pazuk says...
What?
Says,
thank you. I've been working on my counting. I'm glad you noticed.
I did.
Right?
I think
they might have. We'll see.
Wait, this
good.
Is,
hold
wait,
that
the
thought.
Says
hold
the,
that
the
thought.
Evening of the 14th, which is the beginning of the 15th. That's the
problem. Okay. So that could be the answer, right? Which is, night of the 14th, fine. Right? Which is the 15th.
It says you eat
until
the
20th. So yes.
That's
so the Gemara says, V'im lo mar shimat l'bar. And if you're going to tell me that you should start eating on the 14th, can't be, because we know that Pesach ends Vaktiv. The pasuk there says, Ad yom ha'echad v'esrim l'chodesh. So 14 to 21 is 8 days. So it can't be... If it ends on 21, then it and it's 7, it cannot start on
14.
So you could answer that it's the end of the 14th, which is the 15th, or you could have done that. But it's not what Yerushalmi does. right? Ella im eino inyan lachilot matzah. If the pasuk can't be talking about matzah, tineu inyan libior chametz. Then make it be about.
Like I remember this phrase from.
Bir chametz. Now, what does that mean? So, what is the? How does the Yerushalmi? Does the Yerushalmi seem to think there's something unique about the 14th? 14th at night? 100%. What is it? Because what is it commenting on? How does it take the drush of Mechilta? The Gzeirat HaKatuv, that what? That Ushmartem Era Matzot, Kib Etzem Yomet, right? When it's on the 14th, but it can't be the 14th, so it must be it can't really be about matzah, it must be about chametz, which means that it seems to think, right? So the Mechilta and the Yerushalmi even more, does it seem to believe that the 14th is like a chalos, a unique status, the 14th is special? 100%! In fact, it's because the 14th can't really mean eat matzah, what it means is do the inverse of eating matzah, which is root out the chametz, which we already saw in the Pesukim, that those are linked. And now, so in the Bavli, this is not as clear, because in the Bavli, it says, why the 14th at night? Because people are home, and there are candles, which only explains night, not the 14th. So that's why it's a much more open question in the Bavli, whether the 14th is unique. In the Yerushalmi, is it an open question whether the 14th is unique? No. And is it the 14th or 14th at night?
Maybe the Bavli was just
so
building,
far.
Maybe the Bavli was just building up the Yerushalmi, like.
Maybe. Well, the Mechilta probably more likely, but. What? Wait. But according to the Bavli, according to the Yerushalmi, so far, is the 14th at night unique or the 14th? 14th.
Well,
right?
Well,
which might. Okay. But it might be Erev, right? Good. Depending on how much of the pasuk you're incorporating. So now the Gemara says, okay, but if it's the 14th at night, now the Gemara says, Lama L'Or Haner. You understand why this is different than Yerushalmi? Because in the Bavli, is L'Or Haner part of the explanation why we do it on the 14th to begin with?
It's part of the answer.
Yes. In the Yerushalmi, is it? No, right? Again, in the Bavli, the Gemara is trying to figure out why do we do it on the 14th at night. And part of the Gemara's answer, how much of a part we have to figure out, is because you need to use a candle. Right? Somehow that explains it. In the Yerushalmi, why do I do it on the 14th? Because of a pasuk. And then a candle isn't part of the explanation of why we do it then. Why do we use a candle?
Historically.
Well, that's what we got to figure out, right? Meaning it's not part of the explanation of why we do it. Now, the fact that we need to use a candle, the Gemara needs to establish, right? Because it's not built into the reason. So what does then the Gemara say? Lama l'or haner, Amar Reb Shmuel bar Reb Yitzchak, v'pnei shehaner bodek kol shehu. Because, why a candle?
Because a
candle check can check anything, right? Meaning even a little bit. Right? A candle zeroes in.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I think the candle is more directed than the sunlight.
Correct. That's what it's saying, that it's directed. It searches even a kol shehu.
Right, but if you think about
how you have to flashlight. So use a flashlight.
Fine. But now, are we talking day or night? Do we know yet? We don't know yet, right? All we know is according to Yerushalmi, the 14th, and then which precedes the, right? Now, the fact that it's at night or the fact that you use a candle?
The candle.
Then the Gemara looks. Well, look at the next line. The Gemara says, Lama Balayla. Why at night? Right? So, Amar Abiyosi, your Biosa.
Oh my God.
She'ain medikar haner yafe ela balayla. Right?
So
if I stop there in the Yerushalmi, what would you think? So if I answer the question, go back to our questions. Is the 14th unique? Yes. Is the 14th at night unique? No. Right? Having a candle is. Right? But the Gemara seems to have a havamina that you could. That the 14th is unique? Yes. The 14th is the ikur time of bedika. Is the 14th at night the ikur time? Not yet, right? It's just that you need a candle, right? But if I did it during the day, so far, good. We're gonna come back. I left off the weird metaphysics because later on the Yerushalmi does get weirder. I left it for the question of candle. The Yerushalmi says, "Aha, And look, I'm giving away the end, but I just felt if I gave it to you now, you'd all be confused out of your mind because I don't know what it means. But the Ushami is like, aha, so why don't you just use a candle during the day? No, candles don't work as well during the day. Even in a pitch black place, they're like, if you are in, they're like, and then they bring the story of people are hidden in a cave with no light. The way they figure out whether it's day or night is by lighting a candle, and during the day it will diminish in light, and at night it will get brighter, even in pitch black. I don't know how that's possible, but the Gemara just says, asserts this as a physical reality. I don't know. I assume they had candles and used them more often than I do, and I know that's not true. Okay?
It's like a sign of approval.
You don't have to, like, know about, like, science.
Yes, but apparently they thought this was true. I've never tried it. I mean, you could try it. I can lock you in a pitch black room with and for like 12 hours and tell it with no phone, with no nothing, and just tell you, okay, tell me when the kid, tell me based on how bright the candle is when the sun sets. What? No, no, I'll just tell you, like, I'll leave you with a button. Press this button and I'll record it.
Oh my God, it's true.
Yeah, I honestly don't know. I don't know. So, but at this stage in the Gemara, yeah. Yeah, what?
No, because it changes when somebody actually
uses it. Yes, exactly. It's not true if no one's there, right? It's a, exactly. It's like the tree in the forest, right? Exactly. Okay, so until now, it sounds like, according to Yerushalmi, the 14th is at a different status. 100%. Night?
Yeah.
Watch the next line in the Yerushalmi. Rabbi Mana lo amar kein. Rabbi Mana didn't say this. He takes the same pasuk and he says, Ushmartim er yom hazeh ledorotechem. Guard this day for your generations, chukat olam, as a everlasting law. Asay, make it that, sheyehu, that it will be. Hayom v'halayla mishumari. The day and night should be guarded from chametz. Now, how does he read the pasuk? Why do I do bedikat chametz at night on the 14th? Because there's a mitzvah. No, that the whole day, the whole 24-hour period of the 12th, 14th should be shamur. Should be guarded from chametz. Not whole searching. It should be shamur. Ah, so that's what's weird, is that if you really want, what's the best way of ensuring that the 14th is all searched of chametz? Search on the 13th, and yet the Yerushalmi is bringing it as what? On the 14th, good. So it seems, right, but it seems to be that even though it doesn't work in the words, right, somehow the structure of the Gemara is pointing the direction that the second answer the Yerushalmi thinks that not only is the 14th unique, but the 14th at night is part of the chalos of Shmirat Chametz of 24 hours. You dizzy yet?
Good. Or if it didn't candles.
But guess what? They had the same question and said, wait a second. I just said that the 14th should be guarded. So why am I telling you to search on the 14th? What's the next line in Gemara? V'yatchil b'yud gimel v'hei hayom v'alayla mishumarin. I don't understand. You just said you want a 24-hour period to be protected from chametz. You know what the best way of doing that is? Getting rid of the chametz before said period begins. You know what that means? Check on the 13th. So what is... Right, so what does the Gemara say? Af it lay kar kai dimar Rebbe Yossi. What does that mean? I'll give you a technical translation.
Wait, let me try.
Right, which is he also agrees with the statement of Rebbe Yossi. Great. Which is what? So the Gemara says v'yatil, which is he also agrees that you need a candle and. Right, and stuff like that. So the Gemara says, great. V'yatchil or liyo gimel. So why don't you wait, so then do it at night on the 13th. Right? Okay, you want it at night, you want it because you want a candle, that's fine. But if you want a chalos that the 14th should be Mishumar, so then start on the 13th at night. Right? So what is the Gemara's answer? In Kaini, Yivdok Afil Meir Chodesh. If that was the case, then you should go and start at scratch. Meaning what?
that there's something special about the 14th.
So let's try to understand it differently. If it was, if you could do it early, then what's it saying?
There's no difference between then and...
Good. Meaning, if there isn't a chalos to the 14th, then... Imkvar azkvar. Do it as early as you want. The fact that we don't tell you to do it super early tells you what? That there is a chalos to the 14th. So what is the simple pshat of the Yerushalmi? That l'maskana, however we get there, is the 14th itself unique?
Yeah.
Yes. Is the 14th at night unique? Probably. Because of the pasuk? Not clear. Right? The pasuk tells me the 14th is unique. Does the pasuk tell me the 14th at night is unique? No, it says it needs to be checked by the 14th. But then the Gemara says, well, if that's the case, do it on the 13th. You can't. You need night. Fine, do it on the 13th. Ah! Then it would be forever before. What's the problem? So what is it? What left? What question we have to ask? So what's the maskana? Is the maskana that... So it could be that what? That doing it at night on the 14th is itself what? An expression of the Shemirah, right? In which case, the 14th at night isn't just about candles, right? The maskana is we're rejecting that. It's when you say it has to be Meshumar from the 14th, it doesn't mean you have to check in advance. But if it doesn't mean you have to check in advance, if the pasuk tells you the 14th at night is unique, then bedika is somehow part of that. If that's how you read it, then the not only is the 14th unique, but the 14th at night is unique. Correct. Yeah, and to be engaged in the process of making sure that it's shamor or something like that. We haven't gotten to Marav yet. Hold Marav. We're not there yet. We are not at Marav yet. Okay, so are we clear? Are we clear on the questions? Clear on some questions here. Yes, but yeah, right. Meaning you have to do it early, but not that early. Very good, right? So, right, what you're saying is that the thrust of the Bavli in defling the Yerushalmi is that this is not just about Tzvisa. Right? Tzvisa is it's better to do early, and what everything here seems to be assuming is... Right, there's something lacking, like fundamentally. It's not just like the better to. Like the mitzvah is to do it... Good, now... What, like I said, if you really think, like the Yerushalmi, and you expect that 14th is unique, right, then what would you expect? Right, you would expect other indications of this in Halacha. Now, what's the problem? Some of you got to Daf Vav, right? What's the problem from Daf Vav? That what calls this into question? That after all of bending, right, all this pointing to the fact that, it's unique, the 14th is unique, what does the Gemara on Daf Vav tell you? That if you're going to travel, I'm going to review the Marav. I'm afresh by Yotze Bishayara. Kodem, Shloshim Yom, Ein Zakuk Levayer, but Tov Shloshim Yom, Zakuk Levayer. Right? If you're leaving 30 days before Pesach, then you don't have to do Bedika. Whatever that means. And if, like, because does that mean if I have Chametz in my house, I don't have to do Bedika? Right? Good question. Hold the thought. Right? But if I'm leaving within 30 days, I'm Chayev to do Biur. Right? Now, again, assuming the link, now this is not, now this Gemara might not be linked. Why not? Because it's about Biur, not Bedika. Right? But to the extent that you think Bedika is linked to Biur, and even if you don't, right, here it does seem to imply that, well, if I have to be Mavarit, I need to find it somewhere. So I'm doing something in advance, right? But, so what question now do I have to ask on this whole Gemara? Right, that I can do it, right? Which is, if you think that the 14th is a different halos for Bir slash Bedika, and however they're related, then...
Why can you do it?
Why can I or must I do it within 30 days?
What's the point of doing it if the 14th...
Very good, right? I need to figure out what's the point, right? That was the main point I wanted to get you through. Now, we'll come back to Daf Vav because... In it, like later, because I want to figure out, okay, what is this 30 days magic, right? But for the moment, suffice it to say that the fact that the Gemara says that there's a halachic difference between what I have to do if I leave my house before 30 days or after 30 days before Pesach, that indicates that, is the 14th the only magical chalos? Magical status? No! Right? But wait a second, didn't I just say, didn't we just at painfully prove that the 14th seems to be unique? Well, that's what we got to figure out, which is...
So then there's rid of chametz for Pesach, and then there's being excited about getting chametz.
So Mordechai says, aha! What you might have to do is state Sveidinim, that the bedika that we do when we leave 40 days before is a different status than the 14th.
Flip it over.
Then the 14th on... Very good. So we're going to come back to Dav Vav, but that's really the question you need to figure out of Dav Vav. And Dav Chet, Dav Zayin Dav Chet, that tries to figure out the uniqueness of the candle, right? Why is the candle unique, okay? So...
If you just say like the Rambam, then may arva, then you could say that it's not just...
So we'll come back to those Gemara. But if you just... Now again... What did we say the key nafkamina? What is one of the nafkaminas going to be that's going to point to the fact that yes, it could be before, but there in fact is a different status to the 14th. What is the major nafkamina going to be? Meaning, what is it? Now remind me. What would point to the fact that if bidika, that despite the fact that I find that you can do bidika early, it's still not untrue that the 14th is unique, how would I test that? What's the magic? Bracha. So if I just look at the one line I gave you, number 4, the Meiri, the call Elish Shabotim Kodim Zman. Anyone who checks before the 14th is number 4. Yesh Omrin, She'ein Mivarchin. Some say you don't say a bracha before the 14th. Why? The fisha ain't shada mitzvah elami arba arba asar, because the time of the mitzvah is not the 14th. Ask, then you'll say, so what's the mitzvah before? So why do I even check before?
Because there's a low test there.
Very good. You'd say it's very simple. If I'm doing it a month before, then why am I doing it? Because there's an isra ba yira ba yimata. I can't have chametz to my house and I'm leaving. But do I get a mitzvah of bidika biur, or am I just avoiding the negative?
That's the point of beer as well.
Right. So this is, we're going to come back to what we talked about, is that within the mitzvah, you always need to talk about the positive of destruction and the negative of avoidance. It could be that on the 14th.
Well, there's a special mitzvah for destruction.
Correct. And before that, why do you have to check? Because so I need to make sure I don't violate Bali Rabbi Matzeh. Nafkamina, not bracha.
Well,
right?
Maybe if you're not in your house, then how can you see your chametz?
Right. And then he says, V'yesh omrim, what does he say? And some say, Shem Mevarchin. And some people say, you make a bracha, v'enir. He doesn't think that's right. Now, but what's the machloket? Is whether everything we just said is true. Right? If you think that, yes, it's true, there are times you have to do bidika early, but that's a practical problem, because you got to get rid of the negative, and you got to avoid Balei Ratzeh, fine. But it's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah really is the 14th. Then you would say, listen, if I do it early, I have to do it early. And then you'd have to ask, well, why 30 days? All that, right? But you wouldn't make a bracha, because that's not the mitzvah, right? But if you think that, no, like Kobe said before, don't read too much into it. It's all practical. I mean, like, you do it at the 14th because the night. So then what might you think? No, like the 14th is the best, but there's not a qualitatively different nature of the mitzvah.
Would you not make a bracha on either, or make a bracha on both?
No, you make a bracha on both.
Oh, okay.
Right? And then you'd have to, all day long, I'm just going to watch people break the door. Right? But then you'd have to say, now Mordechai, you could draw a different distinction, which is before 30 days, after 30 days, right? Right? Oh, and what's that? We'll have to get to. Right? Okay, so tomorrow, just continue with the Makarot. You can look in number 9 is another piece of evidence for the possibility that 14 is unique. And then number 10 through, if you go from 10 on, that will deal with the question of, okay, can I actually do bidika early? Not like when I'm leaving home, but like in general, can I choose to do bidika early? Which we're going to see is the major nafkamina to this question. Okay?